Blog Talk Radio.
Open Talk Too. What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk Too. Yeah, I ain't got no music on today, y'all. I am just being super extra this morning. Y'all, it's a Tuesday morning, giving y'all a morning show. I am so excited, y'all, that who I am bringing to the show. I got a woman pioneer that's making the scene, y'all. She's making the scene for women, making it so inspirable for us. She is a producer, founder of Megamind Media Production. Y'all, she has created so much content for us, you know, for us to watch, laugh, cry. You know, she's just a woman in the making. So y'all definitely got to follow her. Definitely check her out. Check out her story. Listen to the show. But before I get to that, I'm going to be dropping some joints. Don't go nowhere. You're hanging with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk Too. If you want to be a part of the show, y'all, just definitely hit me up, and I will definitely make that happen. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and drop the show. I'm going to drop the interview, and then I'll come back, drop some old school joints for you guys. And if you want to be a part of the show, y'all definitely hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I can make that happen. Until then, y'all enjoy the show. Rolling with Miss Tessa Smallwood. Definitely, again, very powerful. I love this lady. Don't go nowhere, y'all. Check out the interview. I'll be right back. I'm dropping some old school joints.
All right, my Open Talk 2 listeners, I have a fabulous interview today. Got Miss Smallwood rolling in the studio with me today. What's up, Tressa?
Hello, what's up? How you doing?
Everything's going good here. So where are you right now? You in L.A., in Atlanta? Where are you going? What are you doing now?
I am home. Oh. I actually live in the Maryland area, you know, what we call ourselves, right, the DMV, but right, it does know that's the Maryland, Virginia area.
I've never heard of that.
That's my land. Yeah, that's my land. People love to say DMV, and I'm like, oh, you tell folks what that is.
Okay. So tell my listeners a little bit about your background. What motivated and made you get into this industry? Because you have a lovely and impressive resume. I mean, you've been busy doing shows and worked with a lot of people. I'm just excited today, honestly. I'm really am excited. So tell everybody how and what made you get into this industry.
So you know what? I tell everybody that this apparently is God's vision for me, because some days I look up and I'm like, honey, what is going on in my life? Like, I cannot even explain it. What I will tell you is that I started out as a I was pregnant with my daughter in 2001, and you know, the doctor put me on bed rest. I'm pregnant. He said, "Hey, you're having challenges. You need to be on bed rest for the next 6 months," which was obviously the remainder of my pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a death, as I was having to leave my classroom. But I utilized my time in a way that changed my life. I basically wrote a book while on bed rest.
Okay.
And learned how to self-publish it, and ended up, you know, publishing the book myself, and it became a huge success, and I never went back to work.
Wow.
And eventually, yeah, I built an amazing book company where I own the rights to over 162 book titles. So that's kind of where all the magic started, because obviously, content is king. And I had a lot of producers and production companies coming to me saying, hey, we want to buy the rights to your book to turn it into a movie. And I'm like, hey, I don't like that. I think I want to learn how to produce a movie myself. So I basically battled myself the same way that I learned how to build my book publishing empire. I learned how to produce movies on my own based off of the books that I hold the rights to. So that's where the journey started. And now today, I'm producing over 18 movies with some of the most amazing talent and, you know, folks that people love seeing on the screen.
I know, and I saw, you know, I had a friend of mine saw one of your movies that you produced, a film on BET, The Wedding. Is it The Wedding Invitation? What is it called? Oh, my God. And she was saying she loved it. Oh, and she told me to make sure I saw it. And I'm telling you, you inspire so many women to do so many things. And like you said, I mean, it's self-publishing, you wrote the book, and, you know, the main thing is you never went back to work. So, oh.
I know, but you know what is the thing? I love teaching, though. Like, that's my heart. Like, I come from a family full of teachers. My grandmother was a teacher, my mom was a teacher. Most of them are retired now. I have a big family members still in education, but it's just it's who we are. Like, it's literally in our DNA. So now I'm spending so much time producing movies. I can't go back into the classroom, but I do still mentor people online, and so I try to find ways to still get back, be involved, because I know that that's where my heart lies.
Right. But so that's what I was going to say. So tell anybody that's trying to get into this industry, they want to break into the industry, even if it's just acting, what words of wisdom would you share?
Well, I would say the first thing you have to do is you got to seek for knowledge, right? So for me, the reason why I was successful in filming was because before I even shot my first movie, I had a mentor. I started attending all kinds of online courses. I attended film festivals. Like, I was in a stage where I just soaked up knowledge, right? Because it's so easy to go out there and try to do this on your own and make a bunch of mistakes. So I still made some mistakes. So it was a learning curve, but I didn't make the mistake that some people are out here making where they're losing hundreds of thousands of dollars because they're making mistakes because they didn't use the knowledge first. So I would say seek knowledge, number one. Number two, network. You've got to get in a mix with people who are doing what you want to do. If you're Patrick, you got to get with other actors and say, hey, where are you taking class? Where's your mind audition? What sites are you going on? What do I do next? But you got to network.
Right.
As a producer, I network with all the other people who are doing what I do. Like, we have conversations. What are the good moves? What are the bad moves? What do I stay away from? So you got to do that. And then I think the third thing would be to simply invest in yourself. A lot of people want something but nothing.
Oh, my God. Say it.
I mean, they get for free everything. And I don't look for free. I look for things. Okay? There's a difference, right? I know that if I'm paying somebody for something, I'm going to get my money's worth. Now, I still have to vet the situation to make sure it's legitimate, but you don't typically get the good stuff when it's free. And I think that people just have to remember that.
Right, that's true. And I also see that you partnered up with Country Wayne and I can imagine. When I say he is a mess, he is a mess. I follow him on social media. He is a mess.
When I tell you, I love him. Such a stand-up guy. He's really, really grateful to me in partnership with him because, you know, he knows exactly what he wants, right? And it's just a matter of, of just going out there and making it happen. But yeah, so he's such a great guy. That movie that we did together is called Strange Love.
It's so
freaking funny. I mean, it's a comedy slash horror. But it's about a man who's in a sexless marriage who falls in love with a ghost. Okay? It is so crazy. So we're releasing it on Valentine's Day.
Okay, so I started in 2023, so that's coming up.
Uh-huh.
Is that
All right, all right. That's going to wrap up today's show. Y'all, I know we had some minor technical difficulties, but, hey, we roll through it. We push through it as we always do because we are women, and we know how to make it happen. So definitely check out Teresa Smallwood. Make out y'all, check out her social media. Let's support her on all her shows. Of course, I'm digging her. I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her. She is definitely going to be one of my mentors. I'm going to put on my shelf. So I'm sliding over some other women, and I got her on my shelf. So, hey, definitely check her out. Check out my shows, y'all. Any interviews, they're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, on my blog talk. Check out my podcast. Hey, definitely support me as well. And I thank you guys for rolling with me and listening to me and being here for me as well. Again, you want to be a part of the show, hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I can make that happen. Follow me on my Instagram page, my YouTube channel. And, hey, and I'm up out of this joint.